Because I noticed he had, like, weird leggings. There was something weird going on. Anyway, the point is, everyone gets in their underwear, and they're all wearing boxer shorts. Except he's wearing boxer shorts, too, but I can see under his boxer shorts, he has, like, bicycle shorts on, too. And I'm like, this kid's dick is so big, they had to put him in bicycle shorts just to, like, because it probably was even more distracting in real life.
Well, maybe,
I'm in love with him.
Maybe it was his balls. Maybe he needed his balls.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing. Sometimes, yeah, so maybe his dick isn't big. If you have big balls, it pushes everything up and makes it look really big. So maybe the kid had, like, huge, gigantic balls.
Yeah, he needed them to be...
Do you like huge balls?
I don't love balls, period.
Love them. Love them.
Yeah, I don't have a strong preference either way. Like, balls are balls to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the little perky ones. I like the ones that hang low. I like them big. I like them small. I love balls. You ever put them in your mouth?
Not a lot, no.
I love them in my mouth. I can literally have them in my mouth all day.
I hope your mom downloads and listens to this episode.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love balls. You ever put them in your mouth?
Big Fatty, you have the microphone on mute. Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2062 of the BFO for right. The 18th of December 2015, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to have another version of the Vita and Bacon Show. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, cocktailers. Big Fatty, are you only speaking to the vines? No, absolutely not. Not with this crowd. No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You are cocktailers, cause y'all, it is the last Friday before grandma, and y'all, Big Fatty's having his grandma party for the homosexuals tonight, and yes, Big Fatty, and there will be cocktails aplenty. Now, y'all, I hope I'm not out of sorts in saying this, but y'all, unfortunately, got word yesterday. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. That Durwood is not going to be able to join us. His stepfather passed away, so y'all keep him in your thoughts, and. I don't know that he is on the Twitty or the Facebook. Big Fatty, we don't know, y'all, just keep him in your thoughts, and we will miss him at the party, and we send good wishes, Big Fatty, he gets it. He gets it, okay? we send our best wishes and thoughts your way, Durwood. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, it's time to open the Mexican grandma calendar, and y'all, today, y'all, there's a picture of I don't know what that is, but it's all kinds of little toys and candies, and it says un montón de juguetes se habla arrojada sobre la Esplada y Parisia a un vendedor ambulante que abría su valija. Big Fatty, I don't have any idea. Y'all, I don't have any idea what that means, but, Big Fatty, perhaps Turniped can tell us. Big Fatty, you're a little slow coming in on that one. Well, you know, what can I say? Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I'm on my way to meet the Huss for the dinner and some of the other old roommates and things, because, you know, it's the holidays. You got to have a holiday dinner. And, you know, I'm over in your neighborhood, which is practically my neighborhood, but it's not. And I was cutting around the big traffic circle there because, you know, they've got some lights up. And Big Fatty, there's a Christmas tree farm there, and it's the same goddamn people that we bought your Christmas tree from 4 or 5 miles away, and it was right in the neighborhood. I'm just saying, that's what fat people get for not leaving the house. Neither one of us knew that they were selling it. So, listen, I love I love Miss Bacon, and I love Stevie B, and I love Tom and, well, and Terry, mostly Terry, but Tom too, in the Chicagos, and that's my Chroma wish, because that's about the time this will get played, so... looking forward to coming to your little hoot, Annie. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And, Vader, thank you so much for the call and, for the heads up on the Kremel Tree Farm. Perhaps next year, we'll check it out. Although, I don't know if it was set up as early, as when we went and got the Kremel Tree, But we'll definitely check it out for next year. Big Fatty, I hope it's the same people, because, you know, you had that good coupon. It's true, I did have a coupon, and, you know, it's worth driving 20 miles to save $5 on the coupon. Now, Big Fatty, you waste more than that in gas. Well, no, not nowadays you don't waste it in gas. No.
Big Fatty, it's me, Lawrence H. Shrimp Dip and Jerusalem Artichoke Dip Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On my way home from your Christmas hoot, man, I'm almost home. It took longer for the call to go through than it will for me to actually get home, so I'm sure I'll have to have a driveway moment with you. But I just wanted to say thank you for such a lovely little Christmas hoot, Nanny. That was just absolutely lovely, except for the people there, but it was lovely of you to open your home to the coal miners, and, well, the professional coal miners, not the actual down in the miners' mines. And also to see the old mother and the whole bit. But listen, one final thing. I know that I natter too long, but someone's got to fill up your content, which is the best part about the Christmas contest. And that is, Big Fatty, I am fairly inappropriate, but that gay country boy Wes, holy sweet mother, Wes, I don't know you, but I like you. Let me just say that. And don't judge me, people, don't judge. So anyway, if you ever need some tips or anything, you just let Mr. Vader know. And Big Fatty thinks he knows, but he don't know. So gotta run. I just had to get out of there before it was just me and you, because I had to stay because some people wouldn't leave. Anyway, me.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is old Vader again. Yes, Big Fatty, right after the Kremel party. It's true. And y'all, Vader will not be attending the Kremel party tonight because he's on his way to Rat World. Y'all, he's meeting extra special, or I guess it's somewhat special, Chris, down there at Rat World. And I think they're going to be there through, I don't know, next Wednesday or something like that. Big Fatty, perhaps he didn't want you telling all his business. Well, you know, too bad. Vader, thank you for coming to the party, and I'm glad you enjoyed the party despite the crowd. And I don't recall what inappropriate. Big Fatty, if it's gay country West, by the way, is that spelled C U N D? It is not spelled C U N D. If it's gay country West, I'm sure it's appropriately inappropriate. Well, it's delicious nonetheless. But Vader, what did he do that was so inappropriate that I don't know? But anyway, perhaps he'll call back and tell us. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Fert, it's Bacon. Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
Just kicked back on the Davenport watching my middle child has a couple bunnies and watching those bunnies be crazy.
Bunnies?
Like, I could be just like Moose P right now, watching bunnies.
Do you have wine?
my son is sending me pictures from Rapid City, and I'm like, he's like, are you guys getting anything there? I'm like, no, not at all.
Oh.
So I go to lift the blind to take a picture for him, and we are having, like, almost a blizzard. If
a
it was a little windier, it'd probably be a blizzard, but anyway.
Blizzard!
I'm so happy, excited. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Anyway, is that like at the Dairy Queen blizzard?
People are just crazy because we blocked off, I blocked off. No.
Oh.
Poe.
What?
Poe.
What?
No.
No what?
Poe keeps chewing my carpet.
Oh.
And, but anyway, that's all I had to say. We're getting snow. Let it snow.
Oh, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And we're not getting snow here. Y'all, I went out for a little nipple walk about a half hour ago, maybe 45 minutes ago, and y'all, it started to rain on me. We're supposed to get lots of rain Thursday night, and then a cold front's going to come through, and y'all, we're going to be down in the 30s at night. Oh, y'all, that is that Italian chicken pot pie, but Big Fatty didn't have any chicken in it. Well, you know, it had the Italian sausage. Okay. But y'all, it was good, but it's made me gassy. Big Fatty, hey, I'll make you gassy, but Miss Bacon, I know you're enjoying the snow, and I'm sure it accentuates your cardboard grandma tree. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, it's been a lovely year, hasn't it? And I figure I better go ahead and call and tell you that, because you're not going to be recording shows during Christmas week. You're going to be replaying old ones, which, quite honestly, they were bad enough the first time, and now we get to listen to them again. But whatever, it is your prerogative. It's your little show. And but it has been a great year, and I just wanted to send a happy holidays message. I know it's very much a war on Christmas, I just said, to all of your little listeners, and also, more importantly, Happy New Year, because it's a good fresh start in the 2016 for all of us. But it's not the last message I'll leave you this year. I just don't know what'll get played. But tomorrow, tonight, you're coming by and picking me up. We're going to a fancy party. And by a fancy party, I mean the coal mine Christmas party at the Orange Hat's house, at the new Orange Hat's house. But at least his wife will be there. She's fabulous. But then tomorrow morning at dark 30, I'm up and at him. I'm out of town. I am going to spend several days with an extra special Chris. So you will probably get a Barber Boulevard report if I pass Barber Boulevard. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to his Hat's house or if we're going to meet in Orlando. I know it's tomorrow. That's right. I haven't decided. We were just on the phone for 2 hours and could not make a decision. And then I have to come back home, and then I'm going to Hatville. So I'll be calling you plenty. And then I have New Year's Eve plans as well out of town. So anyway, have a lovely holiday. Lovely holiday, everyone. And I will meh at all of you in the new year. And Miss Bacon, big hugs and kisses. And yeah, you definitely don't want to let your daughter watch Love Actually. It probably isn't appropriate. Gotta run. I'm warming up my Velveeta lasagna meat dish something or another.
Woodhaven, Veda, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, he told about going to see Somewhat Special, so I guess it was okay for you to tell it. I guess it was. And it's true. I'm going to go pick up Veda this evening. We're going to the Orange Hats for a coal mine office crema party. And then I guess I'm his designated driver. Big Fatty, aren't designated drivers not supposed to drink? Well, that will not be the case for me. Ready?
Heart, it's bacon. I'm in the kitchen baking. So I'm making banana bread, and I'm in the kitchen, and I realized a few things. Number one, I need to hit pause on my show so I can hear myself and concentrate on this very important call. So I realized a few things. It's possible to use eggs not in pairs and have a spare egg left in your container. And what to do with it, obviously, the price of eggs, you don't want to waste it. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet. The flour, I have messed up a recipe by not remembering how many cups of flour I put in. So now I counted into a bowl twice to make sure that I counted right the first time. And a scissors. I did not realize how much I needed a scissors in the kitchen until we got that butcher block. I'm serious. So Woodhaven.
Y'all, that is Miss Bacon.
Woodhaven.
Oh,
Big Fatty, does she get two entries? No, just one entry. She gets two because she called. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I'll be on the lookout for my loaf of the Big Fatty. When you say loaf, it's just vulgar of banana bread, because you know Big Fatty loves a good banana bread. Yes, Big Fatty, especially if the flour is double counted. Miss Bacon, I'm sure it is proper English to say a scissors, but it sounds odd. Big Fatty, coming from you, that's really something, because everything coming from you sounds odd.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, that was perfect. Yeah, oh, Big Fatty, I'm gonna tell you, kind of update you on what's going on. But before I do that, y'all, I want to do one of these scratch offs that the Danburys sent me, y'all. This is the season greetings. Scratch the play area, match three identical prize amounts and win that amount, reveal a crema tree and win $20 instantly, Big Fatty. So here we go. The first is $1,000, no winner there. $100, not a winner. $10, no winner there. $2, $1,000. Oh, Big Fatty, you got $2,000. Another $2, Big Fatty. A $1, Big Fatty, this is exciting. A $10, Big Fatty, you have two $10, $2,000, and two $2, and another dollar, not a winner. So what can I say? Not a winner, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I have gotten quite a few suggestions for shows to play next week. You know, Cosmo Filibration is up there. That Tim Kumal wanted to hear that one. Crema Memory Lane and the 2010 Crema Spectacular. Big Fatty, is that the one that features him? I think it probably is. I've gotten an e-letter from Kathy Marshall and from Patty Bacon. They didn't request any particular episodes. Mags wanted to hear Gazing with Auntie Vera Part 2, show number 25. Severely Overserved, Scott is Ruined, Gazing with Dr. Brewer, and Vegas 2014 Live Show Part 2. Big Fatty, Will, Lurker Will, who was out there at Pride 48, he says, oh, Big Fatty, although I don't remember the number, my favorite episode was the one from maybe almost 2 years ago when you started the show as a drunk as a skunk and couldn't even make it halfway through. You stopped and came back the next day to fix the damage. Definitely made me a lifetime Fatty supporter. Big Fatty, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, he says maybe Miss Bacon's first call, if that's easy to find, or one with Larry Claw, or maybe the Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt episode, or one of your drunkie cast. And I said, these are excellent suggestions. I know Straight Bob loves Cosmo Filibration also. So there you have it. Oh, dear Gussie. And Miss Bacon, Mr. Tim Kumal ended his e-letter with Woodhaven. Big Fatty, I have played all the Vader and Bacon calls, but I still have some Crema content contest calls to play. Plus, I got to talk about the weekend, and we've got some Spottin' Big Fatty, some more scratch-offs, the Crema Mexican Crema calendar, some more Crema cards. So, y'all, I don't know how many old shows. I may just take excerpts from some old shows for next week. So, y'all, it's still up in the air. And at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from Catching Up and Joe Batanz. I'm having sausage balls at the party tonight. What do you think of that?
I love balls. You ever put them in your mouth?
Oh, where else would you put a sausage ball?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.